A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'd just like to say that I appreciate you coming back every week, and there are many ways that you can help make this show better. First, you can give me your feedback, what works, what doesn't, and what are topics or segments that you'd like to hear. You can tweet at the podcast at WTH_Prell, or to me at TheNathanPrell on Twitter. You can also comment on Facebook or at the site www.whatthehell.popularoutcasts.com. And while you're there, if you clear your cookies and click on the Amazon banner to do all of your online shopping, the Popular Outcast Network gets a little cut, which will help everyone on the network. And finally, tell your friends about this podcast. Thanks again for listening, and enjoy the show.
I gave out all of April's personal information.
She did give out all of my personal information.
I had to cut it out of the show. Don't yell because it's echoey in here, so we're picking up everything right now.
Do the beginning thing where you sing your stupid song.
Maxwell, do you
want to...
I'm not singing.
What the hell with Nathan Prell?
I can handle this.
What the hell?
That actually might be copyrighted, so we probably shouldn't.
Ooh. Oh, what?
That's why he has copyrighted.
Right. This song that Maxwell...
So, the opening song is going to be cut from this episode because of copyright issues.
That's stupid.
Thank you, Nate Prell. It's his fault.
What the hell, Nate Prell?
Yeah, that's it.
That was good.
I think we should open your show every time by like saying something stupid that you did or said, and then being like, "What the hell, Nate Prell?"
Well, it's a good thing that that never happens then.
I feel like we could open every show that way. I definitely think that you misspoke when you said never, and I think you meant to say always.
I concur.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing that this is my show, and everything that I say is...
Well, you can actually, as I recall, it's half Max's show.
It's just like this
house.
You
want to explain that one to the listeners real
quick? Yeah, everyone's real confused right now. Okay, so, hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host, Nathan Prell. Isn't that a surprise?
Co-host.
No, I'm the host, and then now I've invited my friend Maxwell. As a co-host.
I am Max, not Maxwell. So,
okay.
You gotta get that straight.
I invited my friend Max to be my co-host, because he's back from the Middle East over there.
Southwest Asia. I can't really get more specific than that.
Yeah. You can't just tell the world about your orders?
I almost did.
Well, that's good that you didn't, because then I would have gotten... Well, I mean, we would have just cut it out.
Pretty much no one listens to this anyways.
I know, right? I was gonna bring that up.
I think we're down to like 15.
That's pretty good.
I love how you say down to, like when you really mean up to, because...
No, he started out with 54.
No. The very first episode had, I think, 120.
Wow.
Then they had Kyson and Brooks.
Kyson and Brooks was the first episode. And then it just steadily dropped down.
I love how you have almost as many listeners
as like my grandparents have friends on Facebook.
Yeah. Ooh. Well...
Your grandparents only have 15 friends on Facebook?
I meant 120. My grandparents are dead.
Oh. That's why they have so many friends on Facebook?
Yeah.
It's like
their friends are all dead too,
Facebook.
So that's awkward.
Yeah.
No, it was their Facebook before they died.
But that would make sense.
That's sad.
Anyway, not a sad time.
Oh, is it? Oh, my bad.
So, I talk to myself all the time, and I figured you guys are probably getting bored of that, and Max is a pretty fun guy, so... And look, Chris, you're always busy. Maxwell doesn't have as many things to do.
Mm. Except we're like both doing like the exact same thing right now. He's on his phone and I'm on mine.
No, I mean as in like...
In your life.
We've been over this.
It's totally fine.
I know, it's totally fine.
I'm not even a little bit mad.
He's a little bit mad.
Chris, you're terribly mad. You didn't even want to be on the episode now.
No, I'm not on the episode. I just happen to be in the same room. Sometimes you'll hear my voice, but I'm not on the episode.
All right, well...
He's a little salty.
Let's go to the first segment.
Oh, salty. Not the songs of the world.
All right, let's go to the first segment.
Max, what are you listening to?
Christian jokes.
I'm actually... because I was deployed, I didn't really have access to a lot of music, so it's kind of old, but I've been listening to Juicy J. Okay. And that was gonna be the opening excerpt.
Can you sing it?
I cannot.
Isn't it so copyright? I don't sing
it. It would still be copyrighted. Like, the song is copyrighted.
It's copyrighted.
Yeah. I'm not even sure if I was supposed to say Juicy J. That might be copyrighted.
No, I think you can say
like,
the names of
people. Litigation people keep, like, suing.
I don't think any of my 15 listeners are going to complain.
Well, they might.
What if one of them's a litigation lawyer?
I'm yeah.
Figure out
well,
who one of the
what if one
is,
of them's Juicy J?
And I'm going to send them
Whoa.
Mail and encourage them to begin litigation.
M-A-L-E.
Chris, you don't have to be a douchebag.
Send them mail. It didn't even make sense.
I know.
Okay.
How does sending people mail not make sense?
M-A-L-E?
M-A-I-L.
No, she. Your wife.
She said M-A-L-E.
You're going to send them a guy to tell them to stop.
All right.
Okay, that makes sense now.
Yeah. I will send a man to them.
A mobster.
Subpoena. You've been
I thought you said some peanuts.
Some peanuts?
Some peanuts.
You have some?
Peanuts.
I want some peanuts.
I don't have any peanuts.
We have some peanuts.
Where?
Ooh,
did you really want
some?
No.
No peanuts on the podcast, guys.
What? Peanuts on the podcast?
Okay. But yeah, so I've been listening to GCJ. Horrible, horrible tangents. I feel like that's going
to
happen a lot.
This is the podcast.
That is.
Actually, no, because no one listens to the podcast.
Nobody listens
to the
podcast. You
should listen to the episode that I was on.
I think I did, actually.
I listened to it. I haven't even listened to it.
Oh, we can podcastception this. We can listen to a podcast on the podcast.
No, we're not going
to
do that. We're not going to do that. What was the last episode that you listened to, Max?
I believe it was when you had your friend who wasn't me on, and I was getting like really upset that you wouldn't let me be on it from my deployed location. But
I said you could.
When he was talking about like religion
James.
And politics.
Oh, back on the religion and politics episode.
I really wanted to be on the religion and politics.
We'll
have another
I was like
one.
Arguing
Wait,
with
what?
Your podcast.
I've been saying that for months.
But now
who
I have
was?
A co-host.
Oh.
Who was on the religion and politics?
James.
Oh, because he's like really knowledgeable about religion and politics.
Well, he's also in the military, right?
Yeah, he's in the Navy.
Yeah.
Well, that explains it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so he's a seaman.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
What are you playing when you poop, man?
What are you? Hold up. You're like, what are you listening to?
That's part of.
You just skipped, didn't you?
Yeah. Sometimes I don't always have an answer.
Well, what are you listening to?
Just everything. Just everything on my iPhone
Taylor
right now.
Swift.
No, I really like
that. Was
I really like?
Have the listeners heard about that?
They know everything about that.
Okay.
And that I'm
that
over
was,
it.
That was an awkward time in
I
my
know.
Life.
Actually, Nate's happening. Been listening to a whole lot of nothing because he works in the daytime now like a regular person, so he's like a million podcasts behind.
I'm so far behind on my podcasts. I've got like 60 podcasts I need to listen to.
Oh, no.
And I've only been...
You're going
to Wait, are you like required to listen to
you're
them?
No, but that I want to.
Status. He's
I know.
Gonna, want you're going to take his card back.
Whenever you make your little trips out to California, you're not going to know what's going on.
I know.
Yeah,
I
the comedy the scene.
I know. Oh. Well, no, I still listen to The Nerdist. That's the only one I'm caught up on.
The comedy scene now.
Oh,
I'm not going to break into the comedy scene. I wanted to go and watch other people break.
We all know
no,
that.
No, no,
you
no.
You didn't know that.
You said.
Oh,
you
Maxwell,
wanted.
I want to move to California probably around summertime. California,
you and
Washington.
Everyone else in the world wants to.
Yeah, but
to
I have a place
in the
out there. So. Anyway, one of the songs that I've been listening to that I really like is "Royals" by Lorde.
Okay,
I really like that song. Have you seen the video for it?
Yes, I feel like I might be a pedophile.
Yeah. But
oh, because she's like
so
16
hot.
Or something?
Yeah, but she's really hot, and it's awkward, and
I feel
bad.
Yeah, she's really young.
She's really young, and I feel really terrible about it.
But I think you're probably fine. Where's she from? Is she English?
I don't
know. She's Canadian, right?
Canadian?
No, she's some kind of foreign. I heard her talk.
Yeah,
Canadian
she's got a weird accent.
Not that kind of foreign.
Is it a French accent?
So she's probably from a country where it's okay there. So
it's okay to be Canadian.
Or like New Zealand or something.
It's okay
I don't know.
To be
16. I don't know.
No, it's like, it's okay to think a 16-year-old is hot out there.
Mississippi.
Right.
Or like Utah and whatever.
Yeah, Utah.
Chris, have you been listening to anything? You're in the room. You can answer the questions.
Well, not really, no. Well, okay. No.
Oh, okay.
No. Ray, have you... Nothing at all?
I mean, no.
I mean, because when I came into our house for the first time, Fall Out Boy was on. So you must have been listening to that.
We talked about that already.
Yeah, you did. That was really random that you played
She's
the entire
from
album.
New Zealand.
That's yeah, only I said that. I did say that.
Yeah,
there's
you did.
Proof.
Okay.
There's proof on that.
And what's the legal age in New Zealand?
In New Zealand. Which is different than here.
No, we're just so...
1996 means she's 16.
No,
in New Zealand.
Not what's the legal age of her as a human being. What's the legal age to do...
Of consent.
Oh. Of consent in New Zealand so that Maxwell doesn't feel like a terrible person.
Oh, it's probably 18.
I do believe it is 18.
Isn't it 18 across the world?
No.
No.
Is there any countries where it's younger than 18?
Yeah. Yes,
like
tons
Thailand.
Of them.
What?
There's That's countries where it's like 12.
That's so
okay,
weird.
Okay, those ones are weird.
Yeah, but they're still countries. It's like...
They don't count as countries.
Yeah, but they're weird countries.
Well, right.
Well, I mean, they do still count, though, on the...
Oh!
No, I don't count them.
Oh!
What is it, Aubrey?
Hold on.
You're a Googler.
You said, oh.
I know. Hold on.
We can move on to the next topic.
No, she has to answer what she's listening to.
Aubrey, what are you listening to?
Sunny 106.5.
Wow, a radio station. Locally, that no one will understand.
Which is like, and some old rock, some classic rock.
Okay, so, okay, classic rock.
All right, I like it.
Great. So, I was going to ask you about your time over in the Southeast Asia.
West. Southwest Asia.
Southwest Asia.
Southeast Asia would be like...
That's what
Southwest
I was
Asia.
Say,
I mixed up because I was going to say Middle East, but then I was going to say
it
what
is,
you had
well,
said
Well, the
earlier.
Middle East and Southwest, they're like the same.
You
thing.
Can
okay.
say the Middle East. It's...
That was just, Actually. Like, what our, like, PA office told us to say. Like,
okay.
Oh, we're
right.
deployed to the Southwest Asia. Okay.
You got it? Or no?
What?
So what, are you allowed to talk about what
yeah.
you did when you
Anything?
Were there?
Yeah, yeah, I can talk about, like, pretty basic. Like, I worked on telephones.
Okay, how's that?
It's really busy. Like, I was expecting sort of, like, you know, our, just, like, because you know how your phone doesn't really break that much. Like, you click it and you can, like, talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason, like, in places that, you know, where they still, like, bury people and throw rocks at their heads.
Yeah.
That doesn't really seem to be the case. They actually have a lot of problems. So it was really busy.
Okay.
We worked a lot. But, I mean, that made the time go by fast.
Oh, my. All right.
Does that mean you found out the information?
I found two interesting pieces of information.
Okay, why don't
boy.
You share that with the...
One.
With the friends here.
The legal age... For sexual consent in New Zealand is 16.
Boom.
Wow.
I'm not a pedophile anymore.
But.
Oh, God.
It's an offense for a person to have a sexual connection with a person under the age of 18 if the defendant is in a guardianship role, i.e. parent, step-parent, foster parent, guardian, uncle, aunt, or extended family.
That's a general. I thought
so
that's a general.
Otherwise,
yeah,
that's just generally.
If you're over 18,
it's
okay.
Not a
lot.
It's
no.
Yeah.
No.
It doesn't.
Max
say that.
Is not her guardian.
Oh, I didn't say
no,
no,
father.
No,
no,
no, no,
parent.
No.
She's saying that after she's 18,
a parent, it's totally fine.
Any guardianship,
oh.
is then it's okay.
Then it becomes okay.
No, but it would still be like there are laws against
probably
incest.
Copyrighted.
Yeah, by the Apple Association.
Anyway.
Hello?
Anyway, that was... I don't know what to think about that now.
I don't know.
I don't even remember where we were. I was talking about my deployment.
Yeah, but you didn't know how to do phones, right? Your communications,
yeah.
right? Or
Well, yeah. I'm in the communications squadron.
Yeah, that's all he knows is phones.
Here at Nellis. What? No. I don't know anything about phones. I don't work on phones. I work on network equipment.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I do here.
Completely different.
Like, at home, I work on, like, routers and switches and stuff. So, when I deployed, the only thing I had done on a phone was talk on it. Which made my job quite a bit harder. But, I mean, learned it pretty quick. It's not terribly difficult, but I wouldn't call it fun. It's kind of tedious.
All right. You have got any crazy stories?
Yes. Actually, there is one, because we were...
Did you see any camel spiders?
No, they aren't there. They're, like... Because I wasn't, like, in Afghanistan or Iraq. So,
yeah. All right.
Like, that's where they are. They're, like...
Because that would be terrifying.
It would be terrifying.
Yeah. I did live in a tent.
That's fun.
Scared me because there were like mice and like bugs and
wasn't that just like your last like
it was like a month. Days? It was like a month.
Oh, a month? Really?
It was for like a month. And so that was kind of disgusting. But
okay, crazy stories. And no lies.
Well, no. I mean, it's not like terribly crazy like, oh, dead bodies and stuff. No.
Well, I know. Well, it's because you tricked me the other day with your taking dead bodies off the plane.
No, you ruined it. I was going to tell that story too, but I was going to preface it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Preface. Pronounced preface.
I don't give a fuck.
I just...
You got 2-1 preface.
I think it's.
So.
I think if Nate, hold on. I want to clarify something first. Nate Pro mispronounces words a lot.
That's true.
A lot. So if Nate Pro thinks that what you said is incorrect, I would put a slight bit more weight behind it.
Why? If he mispronounces things all the time, what makes you think that him correcting me is going to be right? That doesn't make any sense.
Because I agreed with him.
Because he agreed with me.
That's, no, so it's just because he agreed with you, not because
and
he's
it's
the one
a general consent that when I say stuff, it's usually correct.
I think Chris just wanted to throw in that I mispronounce words a lot.
I know.
To bring me
which
down.
You really do.
I don't try to.
I know, but you do. It's awkward. And it
It's because I lived all across this
anyway,
country.
Anyway, crazy
so.
Stories.
Okay,
because
crazy
we're
story.
Getting on topic, and this can be really long if we keep doing this.
Well, it can. I don't
it's
care how long it is.
It's supposed to be like 45 minutes.
I usually aim for like 45, but lately they've been hitting like 30.
Okay, so the viewers want a longer.
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know if the viewers do.
As long as it's interesting.
Well, I mean, what's funny is that I don't know why I said viewers, because no one's watching us.
No, it's listeners.
I didn't catch it.
Yeah.
I always
anyway,
say viewers
so
too.
Crazy stories.
Okay.
There is this, because we were allowed to go off base just a couple times, and we can go into like, because we were, it's not like where I was, it wasn't like we were getting shot at.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was blowing up. It was a pretty decent country.
Okay.
I know I'm sort of narrowing down where I was, but it's fine. We went on this thing called a desert safari. And it was like almost my whole squadron went. And it was a blast. But the whole like idea of this was the people, like the locals, they would just have SUVs, like Land Rovers, and they would just drive us out into sand dunes and just go off the dunes and stuff. And it is one of the scariest things I have ever done in my entire life. Like, every second I felt like that thing was going to just flip over. Because I'm talking like 40, 50 foot high sand dunes that were just like going up to the top and just falling off of. It was incredible. Like, that is like the craziest thing that I did on there. Probably the most dangerous too, because it was a very safe place to be, actually. But it was...
Well, we know you were in Israel.
Yeah, it was intense.
You were intense. Well, intent.
That was good. That was a good joke.
That was okay.
All right.
Yeah, so that, I mean, it's not like super crazy, but yeah, to me,
it's pretty fun.
I was afraid.
Yeah, I understand. Hey, Aubrey, can you maybe keep it down?
Wow.
And surprisingly, that worked.
I was
she was listening.
No, I was expecting her to like yell.
Yeah, I was expecting to get
yelled
at.
Okay.
Usually, when someone's on for the first time, I ask for the tell your origin story.
My origin story?
Where'd you come from? What makes you you? And how did we become friends?
Are we friends?
I'm not sure.
I'm not either.
He's a co-host. We better be friends.
No, see, we're co-hosting because I want to be better friends with him. See, I'm best friends with you
actually,
already.
No, actually,
I'm already best friends with you, Chris. I want to be better friends with him, so I'm inviting him onto my personal thing that I do so that we can bond and grow as friends.
I was under the impression, via words from your mouth, that he was on the show because he contradicts you all the time, more so than I do, and you wanted that conflict on the
show. I'm nice and lovable, and he's a dick, so...
We'll let the listeners decide for themselves.
I feel like
I think
that
they're
quality
side with me.
Goes both ways for either party. Max can be lovable sometimes.
Like,
and you can
time.
Also be a dick.
I can, that's but true. At least you can tell
you
when
need
I'm...
to tell this woman to not text you during this.
This is Kyson. Oh. Kyson texted me.
Also a woman.
Kyson!
I don't know why he texted me, it smells like sins?
What?
I don't understand. I'm not going to check it while I'm
that
podcasting.
That sounds vaguely like part of a conversation we were having earlier. But
that's really strange. Okay.
So, where are you from, Max?
I am from Sacramento, California.
Okay.
I was best friends with Chris when he lived there.
Okay.
Since he's probably told his origin story already.
Yeah, he did. I don't remember what it was, but
yeah, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
But so I was best friends with him in Sacramento, and then he moved to Vegas, and I didn't. I was just over there in Sacramento doing my thing, and then I joined the military. I joined the Air Force, obviously the best branch, or the smartest. It happens.
Okay.
But I went through a whole bunch of other places. I was like in Mississippi. And then I was in Texas.
Remember that time you were in Mississippi?
Yeah.
I completely blocked that part of your life out of my brain.
Yeah, I did too, because it's awful. Like, that is like the armpit of America.
That place kind of sucks.
It's terrible. Anyway, but yeah, I was there for a year. And then I ended up getting orders to here, to Vegas, to my best friend, Chris. And then I sort of just joined into the group.
That I was part of.
That he was a part of. And now we're friends.
And now we live together.
Yeah, now myself.
Well, I don't live there.
Myself and Chris live together, and Nate is not allowed to live with us. He's tried already. We moved in like 2 days ago, and he's already tried to live here.
I'm going to weasel my way in.
You're not.
Pretty soon you're just going to be sleeping here. At that point, I'll demand money from you.
I'll just get drunk every night, so I'll have an excuse to sleep here.
Speaking of drunk, we need beer.
Oh, yeah. I'd like a beer.
Okay. You can have a beer.
Are you 21 yet?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Were you at his...
No, he was gone.
No, I was deployed.
He got deployed before I turned 21.
We need to get more beer.
Like, real beer.
Mm-hmm. I love Anchor Steam. It's my favorite beer, but...
What kind of beer is this?
It is Anchor Steam. It is brewed in San Francisco.
Okay.
So you can only get it...
You're going to bust that lighter.
So you can only get it in California. So I haven't had it in, like...
Anchor Steam beer.
2 years.
Made in San Francisco. Since... 1896. Wow, long running.
Yeah, when I was born in San Francisco, so my parents lived like a block.
Maybe
down.
Maybe try not to throw things on the recording surface.
My parents lived a block down from the brewery that brewed it, but when I came of age, I just randomly tried it with my brother, and we loved it. So it's my favorite beer. I don't know.
Oh, that's fun. I guess that's origin story. Good discussion topic right now, since this is just an introductory episode to you. Maybe next week we can do something cool, maybe like a politics or a religion episode.
I really don't want to do that because I can get a little angry about it.
That is fine. I would like that. People love that.
I know, but it's... No. Well, We need time.
We can have Chris on the religion episode with you and just have you guys just go at it.
I like it. We should do that.
I've been asking to be on the religion and politics episode.
I told you.
I don't want to do it for a couple weeks, though.
Months. Okay, that's fine. We can wait a few weeks, maybe get you in here, maybe see
if
people like you. I told you we would do it again.
We'll do
I wanted to wait till Max got back.
What if your listenership went down after this episode?
Then it would follow the same trend it's been on. And then
we need to talk about something like interesting.
That's how you know.
Either witty banter can
Nate,
occur, or we can talk about current affairs.
I have an idea.
Okay, all right.
Nate.
Yes.
What do you play while you poop?
Minesweeper. That's the only thing I do.
You know what? It's funny because I've been waiting to be on. Like, you guys have no idea. I have been waiting to be on the podcast for a long time. I was trying to be on it while I was deployed. Actually,
and
he wouldn't let me. No. I tried.
I just don't have the webcam or stuff, so I didn't know how to.
But
do that.
It's funny because. I remember the very first episode, that's what you were playing, was Minesweeper. I was like, me too!
I play a lot of Minesweeper.
So do I. I've been playing. That's the only thing I play while I poop.
Oh, hold on. Kyson just texted me again. He said, whoops, that was not to you. That was probably for you. Because if it was a reference to something you guys were talking about earlier, that was probably meant for you.
What was it?
Oh, Kyson said a thing. It was weird.
What was that?
So I just play Minesweeper. I'm up to
like
just over 60% win. Percentage?
I don't have my phone anymore. It was lower than that, but my fastest time on Expert was like 180 seconds.
On Expert, I play normal.
Yeah.
It's because it's... You gotta scroll all over the place, and it throws me off if you play anything bigger than normal.
Yeah.
So...
I'm really good at it. It's kind of scary.
I'm getting real good. I just... Usually,
Did
if I mess
Kaiser?
Up...
Hmm? Did you text Kaiser?
If I lose or a game, no? it's... You know, it just made a real stupid mistake.
No.
And I'm like, oh, that was real stupid immediately after I did.
Like, the reason why because I play an expert, there's a lot of situations where you just have to guess. There's, like, no way to know.
I've gotten a couple games where there's between two choices and everything, it could be either one. I'm like, this is bullshit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's random, so it happens. But, yeah, that's why my win percentage isn't very good. It's just...
Because you're playing an expert.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
It throws you off a lot, yeah. Let's go on to the next segment. What's something that people don't know about you?
I'm sorry, what?
What is something that people don't know about you?
Oh, okay.
People don't know anything about me because this is my first time on the episode.
But you're supposed to say like a deep, darker thing that maybe not all of your friends possibly know. Particularly me. Something I don't know about you.
Something that you don't know about me.
Yes.
There is not a dead hooker in my closet right now.
That's factual.
Mm. You gave it away too fast.
You?
No.
What?
I was gonna say very foul things in front of Chris, and I didn't want to offend him, but this is the only segment that is serious, and you need to give a damn honest answer right now.
He doesn't want to offend you.
Wait, or what? Hold on,
hold or you on. Are off of the podcast.
Wait. Hold on. What foul things?
I was going to use the Lord's name in vain. You would have been very upset. I stopped myself, though.
Smart choice.
I really almost did it just then, just because I was about to just...
Okay, but no, but for serious, you do need to give an honest answer to that. It's the only sincere segment of the whole podcast.
Is this actually like a serious thing?
I freaked out on Kaisen the first time, too.
Did you?
You listened to the episode.
I forgot. It's not very memorable.
It's also, that was like 7 months ago.
Yeah. Okay. Well then, I don't know, man.
Something that Chris doesn't know about.
Yeah, what's something, just something?
There are very few things that fall into that category.
I know.
Well,
all right, fine. Tell the lasagna story.
The lasagna story?
Oh, it's the zombie story. I was like, I think
no, there's no zombie story. Lasagna.
All right, well, everyone in this... You don't... You might not... Yeah, you know about
she
this.
She knows about the lasagna.
I told her about it.
Yeah, okay. So, all right, so before I went on this deployment, I actually had just moved out of the dorms.
You didn't tell me about that.
I had just moved out of the dorms on base, and I needed a place to stay for, like, 3 weeks before I left. And I actually stayed with our good co-host, Nate, here, and... I was sleeping in, like, a little quilting room.
It was the extra room that my mom had turned into the quilt room.
Right, so it's not a bedroom.
It was a bedroom.
It's not a bedroom, though.
But it was.
The only thing that made it, like, a bedroom is the fact that they put a blow-up mattress in it, which was insanely comfortable. It was almost like sleeping on air.
I think they bought it right before
actually,
you came over there.
If this is what you were hoping to achieve... You were sleeping on air.
It was exactly like
that's
sleeping
exactly
on air.
What you were doing.
Well, to each his own. Agree to disagree.
Air contained inside of a very thin plastic.
Agree to disagree.
Tubing.
Anyway, it was like sleeping on air, okay. But not the point. The point is, there's a girl that I have known for a couple years since before I joined. She's a little bit crazy.
Okay.
Like a lot of bit crazy.
This is that same girl?
Yes, it's the same one.
Oh my god. Yeah,
that girl that we talked to.
There are a lot.
I didn't know it was the same girl.
Hold on. Oh yeah, same girl. Her name is Amber.
Oh, I thought we weren't going to say her name. I was going to make some reference to
I don't think she's going to listen to this, so.
Well, we can.
Kind of a rock.
We can change it.
Amber, babe.
You give her a nickname.
Fossilized.
Give her something else.
Can we call her fossilized tree sap?
That's a little long.
It's also, that's, I mean...
Super historically accurate.
Yeah, it is, actually.
I just... Historically? Just Amber. It's
Amber. It's fine.
She's never
okay, going to
get this.
She will never listen to it. And if she does, fuck it.
There goes... Now you're
actually, no, she might. Because if you post it and, like, tag me in it, I'm friends with her on Facebook,
ooh,
and then she'll...
Ooh,
tag
him
you.
In it.
I won't tag you.
Tag him in it.
No, because then I'll just change her name. But no, she'll know the story. It doesn't matter.
Tag
him fuck
in
it.
It.
All, the only thing bad that you're saying is that she's a little crazy and it was awkward.
I didn't say a little.
He also didn't say
he
it
didn't get to the aquifer.
But he didn't get to the aquifer. Okay.
Good story. God. All right. So,
I love this story.
But anyway, there's a lot of stories that we can be said about her. But at this point in time, I had invited her over, basically just to have sex. That was like the entire point of this. That's
such a gentleman.
That was all I wanted. I prefaced it.
You prefaced it.
Oh my gosh. I prefaced it, and like I was completely straight up. Because I'm not going to be a total asshole.
Because she's crazy but, and she's a hoe.
Right.
Tag him in it.
But, so I invited over just to have sex. So she comes over, and we're in there, and, you know, things things happen the way things happen. And so this is probably, it probably took about 2 hours for me to get her into the bed and then get the clothes off and like get the things on. She wanted to talk a lot. It was
women.
What was I doing? I was playing League.
Oh my God.
Was I playing League?
Yeah, because we were playing together.
What were you doing?
We were playing together before.
We were playing together when she arrived.
I was in the next room over playing League of Legends.
And we were playing together when she arrived. So that I was playing and then I got off.
Hold on, we finished this game.
Yeah.
Did you know that he had a girl over?
Yes. His parents didn't, though.
My parents didn't.
Oh.
I just was like, well, they're not going to care. So I just brought her in. And eventually they figured it out real fast. Because
2 hours later.
No, they knew. Like, I've actually found out that they did know the whole time. Like, they saw her come in.
Yeah.
But I didn't say anything. I didn't ask. I didn't say nothing.
Through the window.
Well, my parents are cool. They don't care.
Yeah, they wouldn't care.
Yeah, it's cool. Premarital sex. For no reason.
Right.
It's cool.
My parents don't care.
At least it wasn't like the anger.
Meaningless.
Okay, anyway.
Host sex.
Back to.
They're the cool parents.
We get it done. And we're laying there, and all I want is for her to leave at that point. Because we had already had sex. I got what I wanted.
That was done.
The deed was
done. Was it worth it?
It was sex.
Was it very good?
You know, it actually wasn't very good.
See?
But it was sex.
But it was still worth it. It's still sex. And I was leaving for 6 months.
I'm glad to see you guys have such high standards.
I was leaving for 6 months.
And there's no women where you were going.
Well, there are women. Actually, there is something I learned. No, another time.
Okay.
So, I just want her to leave. So, we started playing League again.
Uh-huh.
And she's just there. She's like, you need to stop playing, like, come, like, cuddle her. I mean, what the fuck? Just leave.
And then I had to go to sleep because I was still working nights then.
Yeah, so I continued to play League. But, eventually,
And she's at home.
Yes. Yes. All I wanted was for her to leave, so I was completely ignoring her. But, eventually, I don't remember how it came up, but Nate's parents had made lasagna.
I think they probably just said, dinner's ready.
Right. And so
they
I was like,
ring the bell.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, I'll go get some food. I was like, oh, so you're going to take off now. No. No, she stayed for lasagna. I went out in the kitchen and she just followed. I was like looking at her like with like the strangest look.
Like, why are you being here? She's
smart.
And she stayed. And so she's there. We're eating lasagna with Nate and his entire family. And I
went to sleep and didn't eat the lasagna. Well, I got to avoid this incredibly awkward moment.
That would have been hilarious for you.
It was, and like Nate's parents were talking to her and like, oh, what's your name? And like,
my parents are really nice.
Yeah, they were incredibly nice.
Been like, hey, Max, tell us about her.
The entire time, all I wanted was for her to leave. It took easily 4 hours from
four
the time
hours?
Lasagna started until she left.
Oh my
god. I didn't realize she was there that long.
Oh, yeah. She
yeah, but
was
how
there.
Was the lasagna?
The lasagna was fucking amazing.
Was it worth it? Was the lasagna worth it?
The lasagna actually was worth it. Like, I would take any other manner of awkward situation in order to get
just
at that lasagna
that
again.
Lasagna.
So,
but not at you.
I mean, all in all.
Tag him in it. Like,
well, there you go.
She's just, oh. I can't, I just don't understand why she didn't just get the hint.
I think
she was
gotten,
pretty shrewd.
And she just kind
she
of
knew that you were
took
being
that
a
hint,
a-hole.
Folded it up, put it in the back pocket, and saved the hint for later. After
she's
the lasagna.
She's pretty smart.
Yeah.
And 4 hours.
So at least she got a meal out of it.
Right.
She did get a free meal.
She got a
free home-cooked meal.
Very good meal, too. But yeah, no, I think that we should tell, like, since we're on the topic, we might as well go into what happened when I first moved here with her.
Oh, yeah,
at
okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think we should tag Amber in this.
I don't know her. Okay, tell the story.
I kind of don't want to. I think that Aubrey should tell the story.
I don't necessarily remember all of it.
Well, we were over at
we
the
were
Reeves.
Over at, yeah, we were over at the Reeves.
Which is our mutual friend.
Yeah. And this weirdo girl was she texting you?
Yeah.
Or it was like a girl that I didn't know and was trying to like
oh,
pass
yeah,
it
yeah,
off
yeah,
that
yeah,
I knew
yeah,
her.
Yeah.
Heidi.
Heidi,
that's a stupid cover name.
No, it was actually, that's
no,
actually
there's a real
name.
Girl named
it was
Heidi.
A real girl named Heidi.
Amber was having Heidi.
Oh, yeah, and then we called her.
Yeah, and then so we ended up calling.
No, she called
she
us.
Called?
She, yeah, because I was okay. She was like, you should come over. I'm like, well, she's like, yeah, me and my friend, like, you should come over. I'm like, well, can I bring one of my friends? Because obviously, like, I'm just like.
We were going to make Jeff go with them.
Yeah.
No, we weren't. Nate was going to go.
I was going to go.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to get him laid.
I swear we're going
to
make
because
Jeff.
I'm the only You're one that has friend. Low enough
huh?
morals to He's actually go along with the schemes.
That's true.
It is true. Yeah, I was totally going to get him laid. I can't get Jeff laid. That's I'm not even I am good enough for that.
Well, all right. Anyways, then, in place of you, I talked to her on the phone.
No, Aubrey did.
No, remember, I did because first, she was like, you're not next.
The very first time that she called, I had Aubrey answer. I'm like, Sam in the bathroom, something.
Okay, fine. I've gotten successfully every point of the story.
Me
wrong.
Too, that's all I want to tell. I
didn't
remember that part.
Well, yeah. So, yeah.
All I know is
so
that I talked to her.
Aubrey answers. It's like, oh, he's in the bathroom. I was sitting right there.
Oh yeah, she's like, who are you?
Yeah, and then so she ends up hanging up and starts texting me again. And I go back to my phone and start texting again. She's like, who is that? You have a girlfriend, blah, blah. I'm like, yes.
I'm like, yes, please make
so
that.
I say yes. And eventually she's like, well, just call me. Like, just call. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, fine. And at this point, I still didn't know it was him, but like, she didn't come out and admit it yet. It was still, like, Heidi at this point.
Because you were kept looking like, I wonder if this Amber. No, it can't be Amber.
Yeah, well, no, I was pretty sure it was Amber.
You should just not trust Heidi's.
I should not trust Amber. She's crazy.
Well, just
anyway.
any person with the name Heidi. That was the stage name of the stripper that I got lap dance from when I turned 19.
Wow, we really needed to know that.
Actually, I like that story.
Yeah, oh, love that.
It had a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Did she have, like,
the
blonde braids and just, like, milking a goat?
No.
What?
Heidi, the story of Heidi.
No.
The mountain
no.
girl.
No.
Are you guys serious? You don't know the story of
no,
Heidi?
No, we don't. Look, Aubrey, you...
We like cool things.
You
That's
have,
when you're a kid.
You have really weird references that no one ever understands. No.
Wait,
I don't know where...
Heidi the mountain girl?
You had
Thank
a really
like,
weird
not even
upbringing.
Your husband knows
Hold on, I'm going to look it up.
You had a really weird upbringing
no,
where
I
you
did.
Got
Back
you got
to
a
the
lot
story.
Of weird things into your life.
A lot of smart
Okay,
things.
Story.
Back to the story. So, I hate you. Now I don't remember what it was. But anyway, okay. Oh, so eventually I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just going to call her. So, I call and have Chris talk to her. And she's
yeah,
like, wait.
That's the story I got right.
Yeah. So she's like, wait, you're not Max. And
she's like, you're not Max. I was like, yeah, I am. I was trying to be like, No.
Yeah, he can't do my voice. No, but.
Can anyone really?
No, I can. I'm very good at my voice.
Cool.
Yeah.
So,
See?
He's talking to her. She's like, well, put Max. I want to talk to Max. And, oh, my God. No one
The
cares.
Story of Heidi.
Hold on. We'll get to this after.
Yeah.
I just wanted to
So, eventually, I'm like, fuck it. All right. What do you want? That's how I come on. I just say, what do you want? And then all of a sudden, Amber is just says, I want you. And
oh,
this is on
nice.
Speakerphone in front of the
nice.
Entire friend group.
Wow. I forgot so much of this story.
And I'm just like... You are the craziest thing. Like, I have no... I hadn't talked to her in a year and a half at that point. Like, I had just gotten to Vegas. Oh, she lives here. Which I guess that's the earlier story makes...
It makes more sense when she lives here.
Yeah. Yeah, so she lives in Vegas. It just happened. That just happened. I met her in Reno before I had joined.
And the whole beginning were like, me and Nicole and everyone were like, so... Did you, like, do it with her, like, last time?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And you're like, no.
Did I say
no?
Yeah,
like,
you did
a million,
at
for
first.
A long time until
yeah.
finally you're like,
you're
okay,
like,
so.
Okay, yeah, I did.
Well, because
okay,
you.
So, yeah, I did it with her.
You
and
were
like,
also
okay.
surrounded by all of the church friends.
Well, no,
so.
Because
we're
like, why
so?
Is this girl so hung up on you? Like oh, well, we
oh,
just
yeah.
were really, well, like, we were really close for, like, a month or whatever. And I was like.
We were all like, yeah, really close.
Well, in bed is really close.
Yeah, that is rather close.
I know. Like,
so
yes,
right,
it's like
not close.
Like...
Yeah, that close. But yeah, so like that happened, and it's she's just.
And then, long story short, you have sex with him. She has lasagna with my parents.
Long
right.
story short, Heidi the Mountain Girl is a novel about the events in the life of a young girl in her grandfather's care in the Swiss Alps.
Did she find porridge?
It was written as a book for
scale?
Children. Wow. Hold on, this is in quotes. For children and those who love children, in 1880.
So it's for priests.
Ha! That
Not
sounds
for boys.
That sounds nothing like the Heidi that I saw at the strip club. All
right. Well.
Okay. Well.
What do you? What are some things that you like?
Some things that I like.
Yeah.
I like beer.
Okay.
Alcohol in general.
Yeah.
Parties.
Nice.
Like my
so
name
much.
Is. My name is
Max,
and I like to party.
Yeah, it's good. It's good, solid hot rod joke.
Yeah.
Like poetry. A nice glass of scotch. Your friend Baxter here?
Yeah. References all around.
You were trying to get, you were trying to get it in.
I was
in
trying
so
to get
hard.
It in there, and then I was so hard. That's what he said.
Right, anything, anything else you like?
I don't know, I'm actually very excited. Right now, I'm just really excited that I moved into this like brand new.
I do like this house.
Like we moved in 2 days ago. I am living with Chris and his wife Aubrey. And it's awesome.
Who moved? Who moved 2 days ago?
He moved in here 2 days ago.
He did move in here 2 days ago.
Was I living here before that?
Whether or not assisted with the move into the house.
I just want everyone to know that none of this would be here if it was not for me and Chris.
Okay, as long as you say and Chris, because everything in here could have been in here without you.
No, because Chris couldn't carry it by himself.
No.
It might have had to wait a day.
Yeah.
For me to be like.
Look,
I'm just saying.
I moved everything in here. Maybe I should get to live here.
I do.
You do not get to live here.
I do. I appreciate Nate's help with the move.
And I gave him a beer, so that was payment.
And we gave him pizza. So.
Yeah, and I bought him pizza.
And he had pizza when my mom bought it.
And he had a poor attitude doing it, so that's all he gets.
Nate? Prel?
I had a great attitude.
I had a wonderful attitude helping.
Okay. And then I got drunk on champagne.
And then he drank
a
shit ton of champagne.
And fell asleep in my bed.
In
the bed I was sleeping in.
The bed
my
that you were sleeping
bed.
In until
that,
you got
whoa,
bed.
Whoa.
The very
go
next
back.
Day.
I wasn't sleeping in it at the time.
No, that just me. I was only sleeping in that bed at that time.
Yeah, Nate Prell got a little bit really drunk.
A lot of it.
And crawled over my floor and passed out on my bathroom floor.
I didn't pass
and then
out.
And he was carried upstairs and laid to rest.
I was just
laying. In the rollaway bed.
I
was there for Max.
Rude.
But because he was stuck in a hotel room also sleeping off a hangover, he was not here at that point.
Yeah.
Right. That was a fun time.
Of the three bottles that Jeff had bought,
you drank a whole
at
one and
least
a half of
yeah, at least one and a half.
Single-handedly.
I mean, that sounds an awful lot like what happened on Friday night. My trip home is a good story too.
We could save that for the next one.
All right.
Save some material.
Yeah, come on. We're going to run out of things to talk about. Right now we're at
there have to be more segments. Like let's go through some real segments without like
okay,
what'd
you
want to
speed the segments?
That's not a real
segment.
Okay.
I don't want to speed them. I want to actually just segment.
So basically the format, we got intro, what are you listening to, what are you playing when you poop, discussion topics, something I don't know about you, or something you don't know about, however I worded that.
That's what the
one
we're on.
Something you don't know.
Things you like. Things you like. That's the topic, or that's the segment after.
Oh. Okay.
Things that you like.
All right, whatever.
But not things you love. It's not what we're talking about.
Ooh. Then I fucked up.
No, you said like to all of those things.
I know, but I love beer.
Then you can't put that on the list.
Take we'll
it
take it off.
We retract the beer.
All right, retract the beer.
It's fine.
And next is things that Brooks says. Has anybody talked to Brooks recently?
I have not.
I have not. Although he did, hold on, he tweeted something.
He tweets lots of things.
Check him out. He tweeted something not too long ago.
Brooks is a dick.
No, you're
Brooks
a dick.
Is not
Brooks
a dick.
Is awesome.
Literally everyone except you
loves
Brooks.
Brooks. Loves him.
Okay, Brooks had tweeted, "One last thing has got to be one of my all-time favorite Mac songs."
Mac?
He likes Mac Miller a lot.
One last thing, so give it a listen.
There you go.
There you go.
What are we looking at?
It's a naked old dude.
Okay.
Ew. Why are we looking at that?
Why?
I don't know. It was on Twitter.
I don't want to see that. What does it have to do with Brooks?
I don't know.
Nothing. Okay, so that's the next segment. And then it's, well, isn't that just swell? No, it's not. It's something somebody did that I didn't understand.
Speak English,
something
woman.
Somebody did that I didn't understand.
Okay, what is it?
I don't know. I don't have one.
You
no,
have
you
to
said
tell.
That I didn't understand.
Yeah, but it's
you.
But you're the co-host, so now it's also from your
so
point
you
of view.
I know, but I've been answering everything.
I know, because it's your episode. This is your introductory episode, so you have to answer most of the questions.
All right.
So something that somebody did recently that just did not make sense to you.
The government shut down for 2 weeks.
That's old news, Chris. Get
no,
out of
that
here.
Was a fun time for me, though, considering that I rely on the government to get paid.
Were you not getting paid?
No,
they passed, like, some bill.
Yeah, they did.
Some bill.
The Pay Our Military Act. However, commonly, like, blown over fact, that bill didn't actually do anything. So if the government stayed shut down, we still wouldn't have gotten paid.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wait, so what did the bill... The bill just looked cool?
Yeah.
It was just to get people on their side.
Yeah. It didn't do anything.
So you weren't getting
paid. Because, like, because there's no budget, like, they was, like, it was a bill that would say, oh, we're going to pay the military during the shutdown. But the budget wasn't passed, so there was no money to pay us.
Ha-ha.
So it's not like...
That's true.
This is bordering on politics and religion, though, and we need to not
that, do this. That's a different episode. So is there anything that anyone's done recently that you didn't understand?
Not really. Although I did, like, just because I've been driving around on an Air Force base for the past 6 months exclusively,
mm-hmm.
and everyone there is, like, they don't want to get, like, in accidents, and they just want to get to jobs and stuff, and no one's, like, really in a rush. So there's no one crazy, and people will usually just let you go, and everything meshes.
Just nice drivers.
I have no idea where the hell the drivers in Vegas went to driver's school, but someone needs
they
to
didn't.
Audit that
They went
that
to driver's
shit.
School in Vegas, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody, I've been back, 2 days? I've almost gotten, like, 4 accidents because people are stupid.
People suck here, man.
Yeah, I don't understand it. It, like, doesn't make any sense. California drivers are way better.
Yeah.
For, like, no reason, and they're bad. They're real bad.
Well, they are. There is an entire illegal move named after them.
That's right.
Yeah. When you don't stop.
California stop, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so that's what I don't understand. I just don't understand.
Yeah, drivers
Vegas
just...
Vegas drivers.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So green means go, yellow means go faster, red means don't get caught. I don't know.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything that somebody did that they didn't quite understand? Not you, Aubrey. Chris?
There's so many things.
I feel like there's... If there was something I could talk about, it would go really well, because I'm really good at summing up things I don't understand, but I can't think of anything.
Next segment is... Well, isn't that just swell? So you say maybe one good thing that happened recently and one bad thing that happened recently.
Well, I'm home, so...
Isn't that just swell?
Isn't that just swell? That's the best thing. Like, I'm so happy to be home, so...
Pals and Wows.
I know, I stole that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we call it Pals and Wows?
No, we're calling it Isn't That Just Swell. So what's, well, isn't that just swell?
It was just swell.
No, isn't that just swell? A bad thing. One bad thing that happened to you.
No, isn't that
Do you see how the inflection changes?
It's an inflection.
You're like, well, isn't that swell? And you're like, well, isn't that swell?
Yeah.
See, no, I didn't catch that.
That's okay. Why one good thing
well,
and a bad thing.
Well, I explained it to you, so consider it caught. Okay, to say something else that's bad.
Okay, so something that's bad. My flight home got delayed, so I would have been home Friday. Instead, I was home Saturday, and that kind of sucked.
Yeah, that sucks.
But I did get really, really drunk Friday night. So right. that was good. Because
mm-hmm.
I met up with friends that lived in D.C. because I was at BWI. And so I got to tell that story anyway, even though you told me to save it. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha. Well, now we're out of material.
Cool.
Good thing
not
I can just...
Well.
If anyone loves it...
okay.
It's okay, though, because if anyone loves the sound of my own voice, it's me.
I also like the sound of my voice.
It's good.
We're talking about this... Actually, we're talking about the sound of Max's voice right now, so...
Yeah.
I'm okay with
Do you like
that.
The sound
was
of
like, that was kind
I like
of self-centered,
the,
and I didn't
I like the sound of Max.
This is about me.
It is?
You've said yourself that this episode is
This
about
is
me.
Your episode.
All right, so stop talking.
Oh, sorry. I walked out of the room one time with Kyson and Brooks.
Did you see that?
I
he
was gonna
can't even do
I was going to conclude the show and everything.
I was going to
No, there's still segments.
I was the only... No, this, we're at like 50 minutes.
Yeah, there's still a few couple more segments that we can do.
All right, let's go. We don't even have to speed. We have 13 minutes.
Speed yeah,
we're good.
It'll be done before an hour.
Okay. And it'll be dead before visit.
One of the other segments that
can
I've...
Can we watch Emperor's New Groove soon?
Yeah,
yes,
we can definitely
absolutely.
Watch Emperor's
cool.
New
Wonderful.
Groove soon. One of the other segments that I've had on the last few recent episodes, because I've had... Since I've started going out to clubs and, you know, partying, not really
getting
crazy.
By clubs, he means just the one.
Just the one
just
club.
Just the one club. Okay.
Because he recently turned 12 and became old enough to drink.
Yes. So, it's a segment called Striking Out with Nathan Prell. It's,
Is this inspired by anything?
No, this has actually been on the segment list since... Basically, the beginning of the podcast.
You just were waiting till
but
you had stories to strike out on?
I never struck out with anyone because I never...
Tried?
I never tried. And then I had, like...
Something, no self-confidence.
I had, like, four 4 string of episodes where I had things for striking out with Nathan Prell.
I actually have one.
Yeah, okay.
I struck out.
Okay. How long you tell that?
It's awkward because I actually called... I texted Amber. I've been back 2 days. So I texted Amber and tried to get a little something set up. And it was awkward because she was totally into it at first.
She's stupid.
Yes.
Does she not understand what's going on?
Maybe she thought there was going to be more lasagna.
Maybe
she also, just... yes, that's why I text her. It's because she's stupid.
Okay. She's a booty call.
Yes, and she knows it. She totally knows it. I'm straight up about it. I showed him the text, actually. I was very straight up about
it. I saw the text. He was straight. He was real straightforward about it.
So,
did you see the text?
I saw the text.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that piece of information was clear.
Yeah,
he saw it. It got kind of muddy there in translation, if you saw the text or not.
I had seen the text.
Okay, wonderful. Good.
No, you saw them.
I saw the text.
Thank you. Yeah, we're not Jeff. Jeff does it all the time. He's like, yeah, I've seen this car. I'm like,
yeah. So yeah, but I have no idea what happened, but all of a sudden she was just like, actually, no. Like, it was going well. She was going to come over, actually, tonight.
All of a sudden she has some, like, pride and self-esteem. No,
yeah, it was really weird. I don't know what to think about that.
Maybe something real good happened in her life. Now she's going to get on a better path.
That is not good for me, though.
Oh, you'll find more. We're going to go...
There's always more.
We're going to go out to bars and stuff. We'll meet tons of girls. This is why I was telling. This is why I was telling Chris I need to live here so that we can do our lady schemes. And then
in the last few minutes of the episode, do you want to tell Max about the lady room?
That's what I was going to do.
And we can get Aubrey's opinion on certain things and see who wins.
Okay, so I wanted to turn the upstairs living room into the ladies room.
Not ladies. You said the original concept was
the lady room. The lady room. Where you put, no, not a bathroom.
The ladies' room.
No, that's
why it's the lady room.
The lady room, where we put,
it's just a one stall.
Like some cool, fancy furniture up there, maybe some artsy paintings, maybe some incense, you know, things that ladies like.
So there's gonna be many leather bound books and a little smell.
No, that's in the study. The ladies don't like that.
This is where.
It's for the ladies.
Let him
so that when we bring ladies home from our lady schemes, because me and you were going to be out at the clubs all night. Hatching schemes to get some chicks.
You realize that this right now is why you don't have a girlfriend.
How about you bring your ladies back to your lady room
at your house.
Is your bedroom.
Hold on. So we bring them in, we show them the downstairs, okay? We show them the downstairs and like, oh, this is a pretty cool house. I'm going to bring them upstairs. We're like, look at this room specifically for ladies. And they're like, wow, these guys are really cool and in touch with their feminine sides, and they care about ladies.
And then a girl lives here, she probably decorated.
No, this is actually what happens.
They have sexual relations.
This right here.
Not in the lady room.
That entire plan right there is why you do not have a girlfriend.
Okay, but hold on. While we're talking about the lady room... I suggested, this was my suggestion for the lady room, that we fill it with big, huge, comfortable, soft things, large couches, so that you could snuggle and sit with the lady and, you know, watch whatever. And he said, no, he wants the lady room to be filled with tiny tables and chairs.
Small tables and chairs.
Because that's what ladies like.
Like short ones.
And I was like, no.
Like short
ones. That's what little girls like.
He wants her to be so uncomfortable that he'll have to take her back to his bedroom.
So I said, we're going to ask Aubrey... And see what kind of things she would put
like,
in the lady room.
Because girls like things that are, like,
Are you thinking,
fancy.
Like, little antique chairs and stuff?
Yeah, like...
Like, for dolls?
No. Like, just...
Are you trying to seduce 12-year-old girls?
No, I'm not.
Okay, hold on.
We're not in New Zealand.
In the lady room, do you think... Aubrey, do you think that there should be little tables and chairs?
Not tiny, like, little... The way he's saying it sounds like I want, like, little dollhouse chairs. No, like, short ones... Cause they could sit closer to the ground. I don't.
As a lady, I hate being far away from the ground.
Look, I didn't think that through.
We don't even need to ask. Here's what's gonna happen.
I win.
No, here's what's gonna.
We don't
happen.
Have little tables and chairs in the lady room.
No, there will be no lady room.
Thank God.
You know where the lady room is? My bedroom, where I will take the lady, because I'm not a girl.
Yeah.
Like you.
Look, see, the thing is, guys, I was on a string of bullshit jokes with Christopher, and one thing that people need to learn about me is I will not back down from the joke once I've gone down the path.
Oh, we know.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, we don't need to learn that.
And
we don't
so,
need to learn that right now.
So, even though Chris had clearly called many faults in the joke, I did not let it go. And when he said, let's bet on this, I will prove you wrong. I didn't bet, but it's like, I'll prove you wrong. I'm like, all
no,
right.
We bet. What did I bet you that if you were correct, what did I bet you, Nate?
That I can have the lady room.
No, if I said, if you are correct and that there will be a lady room and that Aubrey says the lady room should be full of little tiny furniture and tables and chairs, you could have your own house key.
That's how much I bet.
Those are high stakes.
My best friend Max and my wife Aubrey have came in, not even from the end for the win. They smashed you from the onset to the end.
Yeah, but I
know. I would have made that bet, and there is no way I would let you live there.
We should go to the store and get more beer. So we can bring his ladies to the ladies.
Yeah.
No.
I don't want to bring them to my parents' house, so I'm just going to bring
your
them to...
Your parents are cool with
But your parents are so cool.
They love meaningless
sex.
They love meaningless
sex.
You know,
you
know what's
they're
even
cool
better
parents.
Than having a lady room? Having your own place.
Yeah. But I don't have that much money right now. But also, my parents are cool with it, but if I bring them home and my parents are like in the living room, then I got to talk to them, and then I got to introduce... ladies
no,
to my
don't.
Parents.
You
don't. Your room is before... I'm not condoning this, but I'm just... logistically, your room is right when you walk into the door.
I don't
your
ever go through... I never go through the front door, though. I go through the garage.
Well, maybe...
So
you
are going through the front door!
Right. Yeah, go through the front door.
But...
Or create a special... I'm sorry. Create a special side door.
So you want me to... You want me to... undergo a large construction project inside of my house.
Yeah, you want to be an architect. And it's not even a large construction task. No, you cut a hole in the wall, you put a door in there. It's easy.
It's
people are
going
to notice
it's
that.
It's actually not that easy. But...
it's not that hard.
It's not that easy, but it's not that,
that hard. Yeah.
It's also very noticeable when my parents walk in my room and there's a second door. And they're going to be like, what's up with that second door?
I'm actually willing to bet they'd find out
and then you
before
could say,
the door was actually there.
Yes, also,
no, and the then you would say, oh, Mom, Dad, you don't know? This is the lady room. And then they would be like,
no,
oh,
I
because
wouldn't call
recall,
it the lady room.
They're cool parents.
I wouldn't,
right.
I wouldn't
they,
call
they'd
it
understand.
The lady
room. They love meaningless
they'd
sex.
They'd understand.
They love meaningless sex.
Right.
Thanks, Prowls.
They probably do. I don't know.
Meaningless sex is actually pretty fantastic.
You haven't listened
this
to my dad's episode.
This message is paid for by... Prels.
No, Prels haven't paid anything towards this.
No.
Has an Amazon or something?
I hope you've liked this first episode of Max.
Whoa, that's it. There's like no real end.
Goodbye!
It's because it's not a real show.
I just wrap it up.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Now leaving popularoutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.